Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Rod. You know, Mr. Daiquiri Man himself, Mr. Hard Worker himself. Tighten up, everybody. Tighten the fuck up.
Long shot he had was the bribe and shit to lose. Like, that was the longest shot he had. But you ain't take. But you ain't. You didn't take no money. Take the money. So if they do fire you, you got, like, hey, I need that.
Man, the original shit started, man. I don't want no smoke with the leak, aka Martin, man. We just be chilling today. Got this bullshit ass Cowboys that's supposed to be going to the playoffs.
How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling about the first quarter of the season so far? We 25 games in now?
Well, last year around this time, I was looking at the lottery already. So, for me personally, blessing to be able to see my team turn the corner and continue to improve as we continue to get a little more healthier going into the season. Hopefully, we stay that way, knock on wood. I'm happy with the way my team is playing right now.
It's your common sense. Just asshole, eye nature, poor motherfucking answer. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lakers Nation. Throw that out there too. Mr. Yeah. Please, someone beat the Cowboys. All that shit.
I would literally take any guard on your roster for Russ right now.
I'm sure the Lakers would take Ricky Rubio light for Russell Westbrook right now.
I sure the fuck would.
Let me tell you something.
Straight up, too. They'll trade up straight up. No pitch, no money consideration.
I'll throw in a future second. Just here.
Glory, bro.
Just
having it. This is throwing in a draft pick for Russell Westbrook and Ricky Rubio light is crazy.
You know what it is. He was your Dark 30 himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blackout season coming soon. It's Malik the motherfucking God. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Trade deadline coming up Thursday. Who needs to be traded?
Julius Randle! Get him the fuck out of here! Right now! What are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh. Malik, you want to go?
We outside. We outside. Conversations at the top.
What's up, everybody, man? We are here.
Hey, episode 127.
Jerash, shut up.
Hey, man. Yes, Gino. Man. You goddamn right this is live, Gino. Are you serious? You thought that Chris Paul was gonna pull that shit he pulled yesterday and we were just gonna come on with the regular entrances? You know the fuck you watching. You know who we are. You know what we doing.
But you hey man, look.
You know what? Yeah, hold up, Malik. Wait a minute, Malik. I thought about it. CP3 deserves all the credit in the world for the career that he's had. He deserves all the credit for the accolades and everything that he's done. He's been all defense, all first NBA and all of that. He deserves all the accolades for that. That's cool. But today, we going to give it up for the real CP3. So right now, I want all of us, we should all clap and give it up for CP3 right now. We should clap for him. Shout out to Candace Parker. A real champion. The real CP3.
You're going to
get
a lot
of that dog through the show, man. You're going to get a whole lot of that. No, hey, y'all. Y'all want to do an intro?
No.
I ain't got nothing. I saw something on Twitter. It made me think of you, Marcus, because someone said, before the game, if we lose game seven, I'm not calling him CP3 no more. That nigga named Christopher. So yeah. We got I was Christopher. Gonna go,
he was playing so bad, I thought it was Clifford. So I'm just going to call the nigga Clifford from now on. Nigga Clifford Paul the third. Since he liked the number three so bad, we gonna go put the third on it. Clifford Paul the third.
This nigga, man.
What, man? What?
It's crazy. I can't even say shit, man.
Hey, listen, y'all. Top 5 point guard of all time, man. Y'all said it, not me. Definitely not me.
Oh my gosh, man. So welcome to Conversations at the Shop, episode 127. That was the intro for the show, and I guess we starting off.
Yeah, that's the intro. No, that's the intro. That's the intro. Send that to Chris Paul or Clifford. My bad. Clifford. Send it to Clifford Paul. All
right, man. So y'all know where we starting at. The murder we watched on TV last night. Phoenix got demolished in the game seven.
That was like demolishing is putting it lightly.
Yeah, like that. The ass whooping, it got to have two words on it. Like the adjective got to be kind of big.
I don't think there's a word. We need to find some like English major to come up with the right word for what the fuck we witnessed last
Call
night.
Pat.
Hey man,
don't look at me like that, Malik.
I'm not looking at you. I'm driving. I'm not. I can't look at you right now, man. I can't look at you, man, because I can't. It's not like I can sit here and argue with you about the shit. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, nigga, I wasn't even watching the game. I was doing something else, and my homie showed me the score, and that shit was 75-34. I mean,
God,
what am I supposed to say, nigga? Like, yo, Barton, shut up. Like, what am I supposed to say, man? Oh,
nah, you got it. Man playing, man. Shit.
You got it, yo. You got this one. Mm-hmm. CP3, you got to do better, my nigga, because we've been defending you on this show for a long time against this nigga.
And that motherfucker proved me right every time. That be the fucked up part. I don't even want to be right about the nigga, but he proved me right every time, man. I love
it. You know damn well you wanted to be right. Mm.
I don't like being that right. Not all the time.
CP3 is now 0-5, 0-6 when leading
2-0. 0-5 after leading 2-0. 0-5. Top 5 point guard.
He might need to just start
thinking about retiring. That's what the fuck he need to think about, retiring, because it's a wrap. You're not winning a championship. You're never going to win a fucking championship. You're going to be a fucking bum for the rest of your life. You'll be top 10, maybe, as a point guard. Maybe. Might have to think about it. B.J. Armstrong did get 3 rings. I don't know.
B.J. Armstrong, I can't.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah. The ass whooping was very, very horrible last night. Luka went crazy.
But we knew Luka was going crazy. Luka's playoff numbers are ridiculous right now. I legitimately considered, like, kind of early in the second quarter, and Dallas was up like 12 or 15, and it stayed like that for like 3-4 minutes. And you're just like, all right, like one of these times, Chris or Booker, someone's going to hit a shot. Like just in this playoffs alone, how many times have we seen a team go down by like 20 in the first half and then come back? Memphis did it like 3 times in the same goddamn series. Like we've seen it over and over again. So I'm looking, and I was looking at some live lines going, oh, Phoenix is like 3-1 right now to win this game. It's only like 15 points. They could come back from that. I thought about it.
I'm glad you
did. It just like never score. It just, I've never, like, we just sat here and waited for a run to happen. And that shit just never came. Like, it's gotta be, it's maybe the worst game seven loss. It might be the most embarrassing game seven loss of all time.
Damn, really?
The only one that I can think of, and maybe it's because it's in recent memory, as far as game seven, I think there are some other really embarrassing closeout losses.
You
might be right. You might be right.
You know what's going to come to mind?
The only one I can think of, and I think me and Gerard are probably going to be on the same page of this one, was the Clippers game seven bubble loss to Denver a couple years ago. It wasn't by as much. It wasn't by as much. But for the Clippers to have been up 3-1 and that was the lose three straight games, all while being up double digits in all three, like that game seven, is that shit like wind it down here? It's like, this is a fucking embarrassment, Clippers.
Like, yeah, not to mention the talk they were doing about trying to win and check. They were trying to get to the Lakers. That was the whole thing too. They were talking big, they were talking crazy too. Remember when they got to the bubble, also remember when they beat Dame Lillard and they was over there clowning them and waving at them. So they was talking heavy. They really thought they was going to win it all. So it wasn't until they lost that all of a sudden they didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I think the worst closeout loss, I believe, is still the biggest victory. It's actually, I want to say Chris Paul was on that team then. But Denver beat New Orleans in four that year by 50 something. It was like 121-68 or some shit like that.
This is how I know that's not on this list. No one here remembers that game except for you.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely don't remember that.
If we're going, like, I got some other like embarrassing closeout games.
That's game a closeout seven. Game. It was game.
Yeah, four. I was saying game seven. I was saying like a game seven, like do or die, winner take all. I can't think of one except
it was the.
One.
It was
there's
the
some
end
other
of
really
sweep.
Bad closeout games.
It was the end of a sweep.
Lakers Celtics 2008 was a really bad one.
That was bad.
Breaks off of us that game.
I don't know though, bro. But honestly though, bro, this got to be the worst. Because, like, you got two all-stars, bro. Number one seed, though, getting clapped, though, like, by 40. I don't know about that. That's kind of bad. Game seven in the second round getting clapped. It's the first seed. I don't know, bro. Like, I'm not even saying that because Paul on the team. I'll say that if anybody was on the team. First seed getting clapped game seven by 40, that's crazy. Like, that shouldn't even happen. Even I didn't predict that. I didn't predict they'd get blew out. I thought they'd maybe lose, but I didn't think they'd get smoked like that.
I actually thought it was going to be the other way around.
Yeah, I think most of us did.
Yeah, I thought it was
going to be like I wouldn't have been surprised at all.
But, hey, look, that nigga Luka, the truth, boy. Like, and you know what's crazy? Like, we should have expected this with the success that Luka has had in the EuroLeague. We should have, like, this shit was bound to happen eventually. He just couldn't.
He hadn't done it yet.
What Jason Kidd has done with that squad and gotten Luka to lock in, even though Luka can't play great defense, he has him out there, like, you know how LeBron will play, like, free safety or some shit? He's trying. Like, you know what I'm saying? All they need Luka to do is not
just stop the first move.
Right.
Stop the first move and don't let them get right by you on the first move before you can get some help.
That's all Luka got to do. And when he did that, boy, like, and then he put Chris Paul in the fucking blender when it came to that pick and roll. That shit was beautiful to see. It might be Luka's time, bro. Like, when you really think about it, dog, it might just be Luka's time, dog, because – that man cold, yo. That man cold. And all, everybody on his team is hitting shots. They kind of look like the Mavericks that kind of won the championship when Bron and them was there. They kind of resemble them a little bit.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah, that was their first, and that was a defense. That was a defensive team too. That was how they won, by defense. Sean Marion, Deshaun, all them guys.
Tyson Chandler. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? I think like we all felt like eventually Luka was gonna get there, but it feels like usually it's a grad, like the more common rise is basically like what we saw from Memphis and Ja this year. Sneak into the playoffs, then you make a little bit of a run, get to the second round, and then maybe you take that leap and possibly make a finals run. That's usually how it goes. It's only a couple. The Warriors kind of, even they went to the second round once first and then went first round and then they did that. It's just, it usually takes time. And Luka, what the fuck you want? He's dropping niggas and then just laughing at him.
So, at first I thought he was laughing at the Phoenix Suns bench, and then I looked over there and I seen my favorite rapper over there sitting down. I think he was laughing at Lil Wayne the whole time.
Oh yeah, probably was.
Oh, I think he was laughing at Lil Wayne the whole time.
Yeah, Lil Wayne called him a hoe, and he definitely got to get a little bit of blame for that right there, just a little bit. Not only did you call him a hoe, you showed up and sat in the front row. Oh, okay.
On Phoenix side, like you sit over there.
Okay. Cool 27 in the first half. Cool 27. Cool.
The nigga had this. Luka and the Suns were tied at halftime.
Right. That's crazy. That's crazy.
But yeah, man. That ass open was just. Yeah, it's just, the Mavericks fans that work with me, they couldn't shut up today. You know, they was ready to bow out the other day. It was like, man, game 7, I'm nervous. We might lose this one, guys.
I don't think anybody.
And then all of a sudden, they come in, they chest all out. Yeah, what I tell you about them boys, man? What I tell you?
It's been a decade. Like you got a generational star from what it looks like on your roster, and you just murdered the top seed, not in the West, the top seed in the league. Like they had the best record by a large margin this year.
By like 10 games or some shit like
that. And you got washed. I just want to add two things. One, campaign, where you at?
Oh shit.
Campaign, where you at?
Ooh, boy, karma, boy.
Listen. Y'all know, I'm not a huge, I'm a Lakers fan through and through. Bron's never been my guy. Appreciate him. Got us a title. He told that man, hey, you just got back in the league. Don't be popping all this shit now. Stay humble. Stay humble. Be happy you back in the league. Do your thing. Nigga, Luka and them ran your ass off the court. You couldn't even get on the floor. They made Monty Williams.
You couldn't even get on the floor. That's the bad part. You couldn't even get on the floor. Shit, Kale.
They made Monty go, nah. You know what's the better option? Landry Shamet at point guard. That is the better option for us right now. That happened.
That's crazy, Kale.
It happened.
Crazy.
Am I wrong?
Exactly what happened, man. Cam had nobody he could guard, and he couldn't make a shot to save his life. What the fuck could you do with Cam out there? Hey, man. You fuck around and have a bad start to the regular season. Your ass gonna be back in the G League.
Yep. Just want to throw this out there. I'm not going to super overreact too much, but we reopen this Devin Booker conversation because niggas out here hooping and you never made the playoffs before Chris Paul got here.
He had a bad injury.
Chris Paul supposedly. Apparently that was Chris Paul.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna give you the whole game damn near. And then after the game,
He was limping. He could barely walk. He could barely walk out the building under his own power because his quad was hurting him so bad. You are a sad, pathetic, sorry-ass motherfucker. And you know what? Just for that, you ain't top 10. You'll never be top 10 point guards just for that.
Stop it. You're top 20 for that.
Hey, man.
Shit, I don't know. Hell, Steve Kerr got more rings than the nigga, too. Hey, y'all got some niggas y'all got to put in. Y'all got some niggas y'all got to consider before y'all just start talking about Chris Paul. There's some niggas out here with some rings.
First of all,
John Paxson got a couple.
Are you going to name a non-Bulls point guard yet when you
Go ahead, throw it around Ron Harper. I mean, I could, but if I do, I mean, hey, that benefits you, too. You got it, y'all. You know, hey.
You got one
with us this way. Yeah,
you
got one, you know.
All right, so the list of injuries that campaign said. Apparently, he had a bad back.
Don't care.
DeAndre Ayton got a bad finger.
Did not. Definitely don't care.
He might get shipped out this summer. No bullshit.
He might have to go because, nigga, if you was bitching about being maxed out and you came out game seven with that, the fact that they played you one-on-one with Dwight Powell, they ain't even think the W or nothing. And you came up with 5 points and 4 rebounds. He definitely might have to roll.
Restricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
He is a restricted free agent.
So they can.
I would not match it. I don't give a fuck who signed. I don't care who would try to get. I don't care.
So we blowing up Phoenix right now?
I don't know if you're blowing up Phoenix. I don't want to say blow up Phoenix, but they're going to have to make some kind of adjustments. If Aiden wants to be maxed out, but he do that.
Aiden for Rudy Gobert? Aiden for Rudy Gobert?
That ain't gonna solve that issue.
Rudy ain't taking nobody
one-on-one in the post.
Going backwards. Now you're going right back out in the you either in the play-in or you might not make it.
Aiden for Jaren Jackson.
Would you take that if you're Memphis?
Hey, don't do Memphis.
him and Steven Adams can't play together. Fuck no.
They're
the same player.
Now, Jaren Jackson, the last shot I seen Jaren Jackson take, that could have got his shit the fuck out of Memphis. That was pretty bad. That was pretty fucked up.
If you're Phoenix, how do you rebuild knowing Chris Paul ain't got much left? Like, do you really give up Ayton knowing? I mean, we're going to need some kind of a second person shit, Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's probably what they're going to have to do, try to use him in something else to try to get a second player.
Pretty much all their players are under contract. I think I saw, like, the only players that aren't under contract next year are JaVale and I think Diabo or someone else. Yeah. Ayton restricted. I think JaVale's a free agent and, like, one other person. Everyone's on the cover. Mikhail just signed a good contract. Book locked in. Mm. Chris Paul locked in. Crowder locked in. All them dudes. Campaign got locked in.
Jay Crowder. Jeez. Oh, man. Well, so looks like we're going to be looking at Phoenix regressing.
I don't know. We'll see.
Paul is 37, going on 58, or whatever it is.
We're gonna see what he look like, what they look like this offseason, what's gonna happen.
Yeah, hopefully Chris Paul is healed up by the beginning of next season. You know how those quad injuries are. Ask Triple H.
I mean, in fairness, Chris Paul tore his and still finished the match in the spot. I think Triple H tore his quad and took the Walls of Jericho like 2 minutes later. So I'm trusting Triple H on a quad injury way more than I trust Chris Paul on a quad injury.
I think
I'm trusting Triple H at point guard right now over Chris Paul. That's no nuts.
That video I was seeing. I trust Dusty. Hey, American Dream.
Dusty was a shooting guard. Dusty plays shooting guard. Sting was point guard. Did y'all ain't see it?
Sting point guard. Yeah, you got to rip Sting. I'm sorry. I'm ripping Sting. I'm sorry. Clamping Sting up.
Sting looked like he got worse handles than Bob Cousy.
Exactly. Sting definitely looked like he dribbled with one hand down the court and look at the ball all the way down. Like he definitely looked like that.
Sting had three assists that clip, bro. All of them to Dusty.
Three. Was that more than Chris Paul and Booker had?
Oh, probably.
All right, on to the next game. That game seven from Sunday.
At least that looks a team tried.
The Celtics and the Bucks, man.
I want to hear Corey's opinion first.
We thought that not having Middleton would make a difference for Milwaukee, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
When push came to shove, like Giannis became the first player ever with 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in a playoff series. The first ever. What the fuck more could he like? You needed another scorer because at the end of the day, Tatum was matching Giannis scoring wise. And then he was getting at least decent contributions, usually from Jalen or Marcus Smart, something like that. Like he always had a second person. Drew started off really good, and Horford, who suddenly became the second best player, Grant Williams dropped 30. And what was Milwaukee's role players doing? Grayson Allen ain't do shit all series. Awful. Bobby had a bad series. Brooke, I think he had like one good game. Connaughton had one good – at least Connaughton will still kind of play defense and do other shit, but he didn't shoot it great that series either. They needed someone else to step up. And game seven, Grant Williams hit 74 threes.
Right.
Nigga could not miss.
He
don't do. Nigga could not miss. Could not miss at all, man. Yeah, Boston locked them boys up all series, though, we'll be honest. 100. I think they was under 100 points most of the series.
I mean,
Boston gave away a game. Man, Boston gave away two games.
Yeah, they gave away a couple games.
So if we being honest, Boston could have ended this in five. Maybe even
we could have ended it in six.
Should have ended it in six, but Jason Tatum wasn't going out, so
at all. And whenever he wasn't having it going, it was like just when you'd be thinking, you'd be forgetting about Jaylen Brown, here he come with like 10 straight. You'd be like, oh, god damn. Then, even Peyton Pritchard coming in talking about this is what I do. Like, god damn, like this motherfucker got players all over the place just coming in just making shots.
Yeah, them boys played their ass off this series, man. Shout out to Boston, man.
It's still fuck Boston. Don't get it twisted.
No, don't do that. Don't.
I know you was waiting to say something.
Don't do that.
So I just had to remind you, but it's still fuck Boston.
Don't do that. Oh, don't do that, my nigga. Don't do that. No. What's that? What's that meme always bro? Shout out, bro. Shout out, my nigga. Shout out. Shout out, bro.
You talked about Giannis getting all the stats, bro, but Giannis played bad after the first quarter.
Oh, talking about last game, definitely.
Yeah.
After the first quarter. I mean, you know, they stopped building their wall after a while. Yeah. After a while. Like once like you can only let them get to the basket a few times and start getting to the free throw line and making them layups and dunks and shit. After a while you gotta build a wall and keep them out of them. And if the other guys ain't going to help him, he ain't got nobody to kick out to. He ain't doing nothing but just running in there catching a whole bunch of charges.
And he's also with Giannis.
He shot
also,
horribly.
Also still doing everything else. He did shoot horribly, but he's also still doing everything else.
Yeah. Like, 10 for 20. Yeah. 10 for 26. Oh, 25 points. Whew. Right.
Like he had like the first half, like he wasn't going off with the scoring, but he had like 14 rebounds and 9 assists at halftime.
That's what I'm saying. He was doing everything. Shot like shit the last two games, but he had 40 rebounds in the last two games.
That's ridiculous, bro.
And 15 assists. Like what? What's the man supposed to do?
I don't know, but he missed 8-9 layups yesterday.
He did. He didn't have a great shooting game. I'm not doubting he had a great shooting game. I respect the players, and to me, that's what makes the great like the all-time great players. Is like, all right, I might shoot it bad, but I'm still out here doing this and this and this. And Giannis does that. So I always push back. Like Kobe famously shot 6 for 24 that game 7 against the Celtics. Nigga also had like 15 rebounds and was everywhere defensively. Like, I'm still going to do. LeBron does it. The greats always figure out a way to be like, all right, my shot's off. That ain't about to stop this defense. I'm grabbing every fucking rebound. I might get 3-4 steals, a couple blocks, all that other extra shit. You find a way to impact the game. Giannis did that. He just didn't have enough with him. Chris Middleton is an all-star. We can hate him as much as we want. The man's an all-star. When they need a bucket down the stretch of games, they go to him more often than not. And he did deliver in a lot of cases. In the finals last year. He was good in the finals. So it's not like they were without fucking – if George Hill was out, like, he ain't going to say shit. But Chris Middleton's kind of a big deal to fucking be out.
That's all right, so let me – we agreed that Boston gave away two games, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, fact.
Do we lay off of KD at this point?
No.
I feel like it was just some games that just KD just wasn't
engaged.
Maybe he wasn't engaged. I don't know, but I'm not gonna give Boston all the credit for everything, because some of that shit, like, Durant wasn't shooting. And like maybe he was
doing it all,
but Durant can shoot over whoever he wants. We've been looking at it for years. We've been watching him shoot over two niggas for years. That's what he do. It's KD. That's what make him who he is. And the fact that you pulled this, I don't know.
It's you've never questioned whether Giannis was locked in a big game. Whether or not he has the most amazing, you never question and be like, yo, he not here right now. Like this,
he can be 3 for 17, right? And he just gonna be like, oh, it's like he's 1 for 1.
No, it was still a really bad show from KD. Like, I don't fault Giannis as much. Like, if we're all, and I think everyone's in agreement that Boston's defense is really that good, him having bad shooting nights is going to be one of the things that probably happens with that.
Yeah, I think Boston's defense is that good. And KD was, to me, was unengaged for 3 games. I think they roughed him up, and I believe sometimes the ref wasn't calling some of the goddamn calls, because I believe he got fouled a lot in that series. But no, shit, on to the next elimination game. And we're staying in the Eastern Conference right now. Philly and James Harden and his 2 shots in the 4th quarter.
I thought it was the second half. It wasn't the second half. It was the 4th quarter.
Oh, it was the second half. It didn't matter when it came. I don't remember the two shots they took.
I don't remember the 2 he took. I don't. And I watched the game. I don't remember them 2 at all.
So, what y'all think about it, bro? Is Doc out? Do we let James walk? Like, what do we do, bro? Are we?
Doc not out unless he forces his way out.
Yeah, I would say obviously right now they probably would want to move James, if anything, but I don't think they could do it. But I'm just looking at everybody else, like even Tyrese Maxey is over on the sidelines getting frustrated with this nigga, like, bro, like what the fuck is you on? Like he's slamming chairs, like he. Doc can force his way out, but he looked like he's about to, because every time he opened his mouth, he say some dumb shit. And it's not like you've been winning, my nigga, for real, for real. So Doc might be on his way out only because the nigga can't keep his mouth shut. He keep coming out. He came out with all the excuses on why he was losing. His excuses wasn't making no sense. Then you pulled this right here. You damn near lost in the Toronto series. We was questioning you then because you almost let them come back. Now you came in this series with this bullshit. Doc probably out.
I don't think Doc out, bro. I don't, James didn't sign an extension, right? If I'm not mistaken. He didn't sign.
I think he can opt in, though. And he said he ain't going nowhere.
I think he
going to test free agency. 47 mil.
I think he's going to test free agency, bro.
No, he's not.
Shit.
No, he's not.
Nice. Because that money that he's going to get the opt in, he would not see it anywhere yep. else.
Yeah, I
don't he's opting in. Yeah. He might do a he might do an extension with someone, but
like a sign and trade type deal.
And I mean, who wants him at this point? Like for real, like even like bro, like even at this stage, like he ain't even showing like where he like I'm decent. Like he's just not even. I don't know, bro. Like, nah, I don't even think nobody really want him at this point. Who want him? Unless you like one of these garbage ass teams gonna try to sell tickets, but I don't even think that'll work.
Three teams in the season.
I do think it would basically. It would work. Two, yeah, I'd still take him over Russ.
Whoa!
You take who over Russ?
Your friend, James Harden over Russ.
I take Harden over Russ still. I don't give a fuck. I still take Harden over Russ. Yep.
You going to take that 5 for 13, 11 points every night?
Nigga, if Russ could shoot 5 of 13 every game, we might have won 7, 8, 9 more games.
Well,
at least he could get other people shots. Fuck.
He was giving y'all 7 for 21. I mean, he was trying.
It's awful.
What about you, Gerard? You want James?
Nah, I'm good.
I know how Malik feels about James.
Oh, nah, like to keep it real. I've kind of been saying this shit about James Harden the whole goddamn time. I kind of told niggas from Philly, yo, you trading for the same nigga, in my opinion. You gotta sign a nigga.
You don't have to.
Nah, you don't have to.
You fuck Ben Simmons and Seth Curry for him?
No.
You're not just letting him walk.
You have to sign a nigga. Like, it's not. You have to. Like, nigga, you traded away your whole future. You have to sign this nigga. You cannot let this nigga just walk, bro. Like, that shit's not happening. Like, after his performance, people kind of see who James Harden is. You trade the nigga. He said he wants to be in Philly. You trade the nigga where?
Yeah, that's my thing.
Where you going to trade him to? Yeah. You're not going to get no assets for this nigga after everything that he's pulled.
Yes, he will.
You got to keep the nigga.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I say Doc will be gone before James. You just traded for James. You got a whole year.
Daryl
Morey came out and said that Doc gonna be there for another year.
He did. Yeah, that's one. Also, Doc signed a very rich ass contract. He's only been there 2 years. 5 year deal. They're not just gonna fire him because they probably have to pay him. I want to say like another 25 mil. They're not doing it. That's not happening. So, if anything, they would like, again, the same way Doc forced himself out of Boston to the Clippers, and the Clippers like traded a pick to get him. And I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, so this sounds terrible because, okay, if they keeping Doc and they keeping James, do we feel bad for Joel Embiid?
No. You know what? Yes, I feel bad for Joel. You know why? Because your MVP went down the drain when you got to me. When they traded James. That's how I knew.
I told niggas that was going to happen.
That's how I knew.
You did.
Jokic was gonna get MVP. Jokic got MVP the day the trade happened. That's when Jokic won MVP.
Boy, he got no luck. Did all this, did everything they said. All right, finally gonna get my MVP. Nope. Trade Ben for 1/10 better Ben. And I got elbowed in the face, broke my orbital, and like a ligament in his finger
or whatever. He had the torn ligament.
You go get surgery. I'm shocked I ain't had it yet. Boy,
that gotta be the worst Scottie Pippen. That gotta be the worst shit ever, bro. To like, so for Joel to be that hurt. And you in the post, my nigga. If you've ever played in the post, you know how rough it is down there. You fight your way to the post.
Ain't no but scratching him. Like him. You saw how Jokic looked like when him. He left after he got eliminated. You saw how scratched up Jokic was. He was fucked up. The whole body was red.
On 38, 19, and 7.
Right. Y'all,
scratched up.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
My bad. So like I was saying, If you gotta feel bad for Joel, because if you in the post, you look over, you got position, and you see this fat ass nigga take a step back. That gotta be the wildest shit. Like, yo, I would lose my shit. and then in game 7, this nigga what? How many shots he put up?
Two.
In the second half. Yeah, bro. And then what did Joel do? Did he call him out afterwards?
He said he wasn't himself.
Said he wasn't Houston Harden.
He said that people are looking for him to be Houston James, and they need to realize that that's not who he is anymore.
Damn. Damn.
He tried to clean it up. He said he's more of a playmaker now.
Yeah, all right.
He could have been Brooklyn James because Brooklyn James was hooping before the hamstring.
Yeah, after the hamstring, I don't know what the hell happened. Well, I guess the nigga just whatever this shit he's going through now. I guess he just aged.
We know what happened after the hamstring. He came back and he was playing 1-on-1 against that nigga Dr. Sebi over there. Young Kyrie, and he told him he was trash. And he told him he couldn't guard nobody. Like, you can't guard me. You can't guard nobody else out here, bro. But yeah, James might have to. I don't know if they pull this back together and he got a full offseason, it might be something different. I don't think it's gonna
another thing too. Philly contract situations with these players is just too fucked up.
That too.
It's real bad. Like, you looking at Tobias Harris, that's a crazy contract that you got to either get the production from it or you just got to, like...
Let him go. Trade him.
But you still got to pay that, right? Somebody, I don't know.
Somebody.
That contract is too crazy for him to do what he knows.
Look at this nigga.
Can I interest Philly in a Russell Westbrook?
Hey, man.
Hey, bro, shut up. Who knows?
He's not just going to be trading Russell Westbrook for everybody, bro. We're not doing it. I don't even know if that makes sense. How much does Russell Westbrook make?
Boy, him and James tried this shit already. James ran away from the nigga. No, we good.
No, we traded for each other. But I don't know. Maybe Daryl thinks he can make it work. I don't care.
Let's think about this. If they put Russ and James together in Philly, they didn't have no Joel Embiid in LA. I mean, in Houston.
Question: Who does Russ fight first if that were to happen? James or Embiid?
Embiid.
Definitely Embiid, because he already don't like Embiid. He don't like Embiid. <either. laughs> They're gonna fight game one. They're gonna fight day one.
So yeah. On to the next game, bro. The last elimination game. Probably the best series of all of these, in my opinion.
Milwaukee Boston was better. I disagree with that.
Memphis Golden State. How y'all boys feel about that series?
We was right about the. Well, no, because I picked Memphis. Did I pick Memphis? I think I picked Memphis at seven. I don't remember if I picked Memphis or Golden State, but I know after a while I stopped picking Golden State because I knew. I knew, goddamn it, they weren't gonna beat him without John Morant. That sucked though, because you know I really do believe Memphis had a chance to beat the motherfuckers if John Morant didn't get hurt. If they didn't have Dylan Brooks on the floor, on the roster, in the building at all,
Dylan Brooks had two crucial fuck up moments in the last two games that they lost. He had the up one. I'm finna jack a three with 18 seconds left on the clock. That one. And then they down two. And he dribbled the ball off his foot.
They had just went down two. Like, it was like they had just given up the lead. Like, all right. The crowd going crazy. This is your time to respond. And that nigga dribbled the ball off his foot.
I'm talking about first dribble. Like, not even... Like, he got it off a screen, dribble off the foot. Steph come down, jack a three up, and it's down five, crowd into it, it's over with.
Memphis first was off. Up most of that game, but I knew that they was going to lose because Dylan Brooks was the leading scorer. But the nigga was like 7-for-19. It wasn't like he was just lighting it up for real. He was 7-for-19. He was that leading scorer, and they was up. It's only a matter of time before Golden State make a run. They do it every game, damn. It's only a matter of time.
But yeah, Memphis, I believe Memphis gave the game. Memphis gave the series away, in my opinion. They should have won game one. They should have won game four.
Because Memphis should have lost to Minnesota.
Should have won game four.
It just got passed forward.
I mean, yeah.
Minnesota gave away at least three games in that series.
They did. But I was just – Memphis is – I think next year going to be their year to be, again, looking to be
a real contender.
I think they'll be a contender, but I just don't think they're going to get over the hump unless they make some moves. Because it's like, Triple J, I'm sorry, I ain't sold on the nigga, never was. He's not a good second guy to have on the squad. I'm sorry. Dylan Brooks, he's a pretty all right defender, but it's not like he's locked down, so he ain't got to be there if his offense is going to be gone. So, like, if they make any kind of moves to improve their roster, get them two niggas out of there, might be better than contender.
Who could they get?
I don't know who they would get, but there's a lot of contract situation going on with Memphis right now. Dylan Brooks is one of those contracts. Brandon Clark, Tyus Jones.
Jones is gonna be a problem, boy. I see his comments, and it don't look like he's coming back to Memphis.
It's one more player. One more.
But hold up. But is he gonna start? Because he think he gonna start somewhere, and I don't really see him nowhere going anywhere starting off. Maybe New Orleans. I don't know.
I could see him being the starter in New Orleans. They need a point guard.
I don't know if it's him, but I don't know. That's about the only spot I can really see him starting. I think everybody else kind of solidified at point when healthy.
I mean, or, you know, the New York Knicks need a point guard.
I was literally just looking up, like, who's the Knicks point guard?
The New York Knicks need a point guard, and Tyus has good games in New York. I don't know.
Don't put Tyus in New York and do that to his career. Don't do that to him.
You know he's going to go play with RJ, bro. He might go play with RJ, bro. Even though his little brother is the one that played with RJ. But Duke Tyus, you know, family Tyus.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that to him, man. Go to New Orleans, bro.
He would probably be a good fit there.
Perfect that. Hey, it's not like it.
That's up to Zion.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. We don't even know Zion want to play basketball at this point. That's a whole nother thing. If he's not going, like, and I'm just thinking about contenders though. When I was thinking about like what team he can go to, otherwise, hell, that's he probably end up at a trash team like Detroit or something.
I hope he don't go to Detroit. I pray he played too good this year to go to Detroit, bro. Don't follow Jeremy Grant's footsteps.
They gonna overpay him.
I don't think he go back to Minnesota. But they just drafted Cade, and Cade is basically the point guard on that team.
Yeah. You go back, do you think he go back to Minnesota?
That would be if you get rid of D'Angelo, which they need to do.
What you gonna do with where D'Angelo gonna go?
Don't matter.
He can trade it, bro. He can trade it.
He needs to get traded.
First of all, timeout. Speaking of D'Angelo Russell, this is way off topic. But somebody on Facebook or Twitter, wherever it came from, I don't know the origin of it, but he posted him and his, I want to say his fiance, the fiance or girlfriend that she was pregnant or something.
Baby mama.
And he had the Malcolm X tattoo showing, and somebody called her a Sun Dodger. I swear, I laughed at that bitch for like 40 minutes, bro.
That was the best white joke I think I heard.
Yeah, that's life. Up there. That's up there.
Sun Dodger is crazy. That's crazy creative, bro.
Yeah, you know what? And creative. I've added that into my repertoire now. So...
So now you can't wait to call somebody a Sun Dodger.
I can't wait.
I just hope I remember it in the heat of the moment.
Right.
Like, that's all I want.
Yeah, because if I'm too mad, I probably just go right off with the regular cracker. And then I'd have forgot all about the creator.
Goddamn Sun Dodger.
I don't do that like that.
Nah, there's some cool white people out here. But for the rest of you Sun Dodgers, I swear, it's the route for these niggas.
You racist son of a... You know who you are.
Yeah. But anyway, D-Lo probably get traded. Ant is probably going to be top dog on that team now. I wouldn't be surprised if Carl Anthony Towns get traded.
I don't think they trade him. Man. Though he'd definitely get a better return than D'Lo would. I mean, Towns is probably going to be all NBA 13, right? I feel pretty confident. It's either him or Bam, and I think he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, but damn, bro. That's one nigga I don't want on my squad. Carl Anthony Towns. I'm cool on that dude. Shout out to the Woods.
He got to move down the pecking order. That's what it's got to be his team.
We in Minnesota now.
They lost.
We in Minnesota now. So shut your dumb ass up, man. Stupid ass.
Just to throw this out, one crazy trade that I seen, I posted it in the group with y'all guys. Zach LaVine is also a free agent this year. They did put out, it's not real, it's not, you know. Max Kellerman just asked, who would say no? It was Zach LaVine to the Lakers for, was it Julius Randle and Evan Fournier to the Bulls? And the Knicks would get Russell Westbrook and two picks.
I say yes.
Who you say? Ask that question?
Max Kellerman.
Mr. Kellerman, let me answer your question to tell you who would say no to that trade. I represent the Chicago Bulls, and I am saying no to that trade. I'm not putting Julius Randle or Evan Fournier nowhere near my roster. Nowhere. No fucking where, especially at the expense of Zach LaVine. If you think a nigga is gonna agree to that, you high. You need to get drug tested. Julius. Boy. Well, made me go on one of these Malik rants.
Awful fit. Like, I'm just trying to imagine Julius Randle and DeMar DeRozan fighting over who gets to take more mid-range shots.
Well, at least Julius will go left all day.
Bro, but we ain't got time for that because at least in our offense, we move the ball. The ball don't stop. It stops unless DeMar's the only nigga there. Like, he's the only nigga there is just going to pull up a mid-range all day. But Julius? Nah, we not doing that. No. And Evan Fournier is like 38. Like, he would have been cool a few years ago, but I'm straight on that nigga now. And who can he guard? He ain't got time for that.
Yeah. I think the Bulls say no. I would say the Bulls would say no.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Because we've seen crazy shit happen. I'm sorry. My money would be on the Bulls saying no.
Yeah, my money would be on it too. Because if anybody thought they were going to say, yeah, I'm pulling up. Julius Randle won't be on that. If Julius Randle end up on my squad, he ain't my squad no more.
Mm-mm. What? You gonna drop the Bulls? Where you gonna go? You a Memphis Grizzlies fan after that?
Nowhere. I'm just a fan of the NBA. But I'm not a fan of the Bulls. Not with Julius Randle on that roster. I'm sorry.
You're gonna be like trap food. As soon as LeBron with the LA, you're gonna be like trapping Neverland. As soon as LeBron with the LA, them niggas come to the LA jersey.
I'm out. Trap went to New Orleans though. I would have did that.
Don't worry, Never went down the hallway to be a Clipper fan. He keep claiming he not, but you know.
I mean, well, Never's just confused. He's always been confused. Shout out to Never. I ain't talked to him in a while, so I ain't going to slander him too bad. All
right, so predictions for these next series, man. Who you got in the Eastern Conference Finals? Boston and Miami. How many games?
I'm picking Boston right now only because they seem to be the most healthiest. And I'm not putting Max Strus and Vincent out. Listen, Boston is six. Boston is six.
I got Miami at seven. I mean, you saying like Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, like Boston ain't about to roll out Peyton Pritchard or Grant Williams.
Hey, you see what Peyton Pritchard do. This is what he do. He's talking to you.
Miami, he won't. Let Peyton try to do something. You see what they did to Trey. You think Peyton Pritchard about to go in there and talk shit and then go to the rim?
They not giving Peyton Pritchard none of that attention. They're not giving him that much attention.
Peyton talk that shit and then try to go into the paint.
Oh, he's not doing – well, he might. But, I mean, they're not going to clap. It's not Trey.
PJ Tucker going to help.
He is going to be wide open. He just got to make – it's just a matter of him making shit.
I got Miami at 7-1. I just kind of think they're really underrated. Like, the offense scares me because they go through droughts. And
very
with Boston's
cold
defense,
when the three they not falling, they trash.
And Boston defense will make those happen. And that does scare me. But I trust in playoff Jimmy. I don't have a reason not to. Okay. I think Bam's going to go fuck off. I don't think they got anyone that's going the same way. Like, obviously, he is not. Okay. Obviously, he is not Giannis, but he does a lot of those things where he can bully you in the post. He's a really good passer. He can handle the ball pretty good. They can run offense through him. I think that's a rough matchup for him. And three, and most importantly, fuck Boston. I can't have these niggas come out here and break. We just tied these niggas in championships. I do not need them getting back and getting a lead on us again. Nah. Playoff Jimmy. Spoelstra come up with some shit like you always do. I got Miami at 7.
Tatum.
Listen. I'm in no way going to doubt what Jason Tatum is capable of doing. I will say He ain't been hit nearly as much as he's going to be hit by fucking P.J. Tucker in this goddamn. P.J. Tucker is about to pull every single possible dirty-ass trick that he can pull. And that's going to be coming from everywhere. All the niggas going to take their shots. Is what it is. Jalen, go ahead. Tatum's going to do his thing. Don't get me wrong. I think Tatum's going to do his thing. But I think more than anything, this is going to really need to be a Jalen series. I think Jalen's really got to step up. Because Miami's defense is really, really fucking good, too. So your other options better figure some shit out.
How healthy is Kyle Lowry?
He ain't.
He's not. Be. And if he's not, they're better off with him not being on the court.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, Kyle can't do what he did, whatever game there was, where he was like, all right, I think I can make it, and he's limping around. Like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. But Bam got to play. To me, I think Bam is the key for Miami, because if you don't play better, and now you don't have Joel Embiid there that he had to lean on, and he got Joel Embiid on both ends. Like, I get it. So, you know, but he better do something in this series.
I mean, in fairness, the way Al Horford was playing for some of that series, he was only like half a level below Embiid. So, you know, he might still have some struggles.
Don't piss him off. Don't stare at him.
I got I'm going to go with – I can't believe I'm saying this. I think I'm going with Boston in six.
Damn. That means Miami going to win in five.
That's why I'm good. Good.
I ain't got a series right yet.
I got two out of four on the money, and the other two I missed completely. I had Miami in six. I had no.
Miami, I had Miami winning. I had Philly winning.
I had Miami winning in six. That's the only one I got completely right. I had Golden State winning, but I had them in five.
I had Memphis in seven. Phoenix in five.
I had Milwaukee in six, and it looked like it was about to happen.
Yeah, Jason Tatum said, fuck this shit. Because I had Milwaukee winning that series too. But I'm going with Boston, man. But I think Boston, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but I think Boston might actually do this. Kyle Lowry hurt. I don't trust Victor Oladipo. Even though he might have the freshest legs out of all them niggas.
Which is crazy, because he's been having all leg injuries the past couple of years.
Right.
So it should be good as new. that's a really good piece to have to be able to throw off the bench randomly.
Right.
Just be like, fuck, he ain't hitting it right. Heroes struggling. Fuck it, Depot, let's see what you got. That's a hell of a piece to be able to have.
In the West, you got Dallas and Golden State.
I don't know how to call this shit. I'm really tempted to say Dallas is six. Like, Golden State won, but Golden State did not look good in that series.
That's my thing. Like, I want to say Dallas, but like, I keep just expecting Steph to snap out this shit. I keep expecting it. Like,
that boy been shooting bad since he broke the record.
I don't want to be the nigga to be like, all right, he go struggle. He just go continue to struggle. At some point, right. Steph got to snap, right? I mean, he does it all the time. He got to get out of that, right?
It feels stupid, like, to sit here and say, I don't know if Golden State got it no more. I might take Dallas. And then, like, Steph finally figures it out, and Klay is back, and they smoke Dallas, and we look like fucking idiots. Like, it's always scary, because Steph hasn't played great. Klay is still only good at game sixes. Exactly.
Jordan Poole has fell off the map the past 3 years.
Well, because, yeah, it's different now. Now we're game planning because they're game planning for you now. Really game planning for you now. And we have
games against you. Where Dallas make it hard, man, is just when they decide to lock up. If you look at their lineup, other than Jalen Brunson, it's a lot of people that can just throw at Clay and throw at Steph. There's long bodies and defense has kind of been getting to Steph lately, bro. And you can kind of tell in his shot. When he started missing them, you can kind of tell he started hesitating and pump faking and shit. I mean,
yeah, he's kind of pump faked those shots that he normally would. Which is funny because Clay just is pulling shots that he normally would, like, to make up for it. I don't know why. It's like, Clay, it's nigga in your face. You caught the ball way off here on the side of the hip, and you just gonna pull up like that. Like, Clay, chill. Calm down.
Right. I'm gonna go ahead and pick Golden State to win in 7. And the reason why I'm gonna say this: first of all, both teams play well at home, and Golden State ain't lost at home yet. So I just got it to where they probably maybe everybody take care of home for get Golden State get game 7. They squeak it out somehow. But like I said, bro, I do expect Steph. I'm just gonna go ahead and just go out on that and say Steph go snap in this series at some point. I mean, even if Clay falls off the wagon or nobody else play well, Steph got to snap. I'm sorry. He just got to.
It's not only because I live in Dallas now.
Ah, biasness.
Nah, that nigga Luka was snapping, fool. That nigga snapped all last series. He didn't have a bad game. Like,
that's another thing, too. Are them other niggas gonna step up?
That's my only issue. Like, them niggas didn't step up till game 5.
Corey might have to cut back and answer for that one. Because them niggas do, when they on, like last night, like Dinwiddie did pop out, but Dinwiddie had been like that the whole playoffs. Jalen Brunson has been kind of hit and miss ever since the first round. So, like,
ever since Luka came back, the boy been hit and miss. So, I mean,
Finney Smith had a good first round. He fell off the wagon. Kleber was shooting threes. He was making them, and now he only shooting like 1 or 2 a game. Bullock is hit and miss. Like, I'm going to just go for what I know, bro. I know Golden State got some niggas that been in the clinch, and they know what's up. So I'm going to just lean on the experience on this series. But I do expect Luka to go crazy, though. I ain't going to lie.
Fuck it. Luka got his own signature shoe now. Fuck it.
Nobody's buying it, by the way.
Mavs and 6. I'm going to buy a pair. As soon as they come through the clearance, though, because I know that's where they're going to end up at.
You talked about Jordan, so you're going to be wearing the Jordan Luka?
Yeah, man. I'm going to rock them.
The Luka Jordan?
The Luka ones, man. I'm going to rock them. I'm going to hoop in them. I ain't going to, like, rock them, like, with outfit or nothing like that. I'm going to hoop in them.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So you just wanted to hit step backs and smile and shit all night.
Call a nigga a hole on the sideline or something. Niggas act tough when they up.
You better make sure you making your jumpers while you talking about niggas is up. You you can't just be wearing the Lucas and be trash in the mode. Don't do that.
I'm gonna wear the Giannis's one day. I got a new pair the other day.
Corey, what you think about the sidekick other than Luka?
Dallas is, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we was kind of incorporating that in our decision, and I was saying, you know, we were saying Dinwiddie popped out last night, but he ain't been like that the whole playoffs.
Dinwiddie's been bad all playoffs. Jalen Brunson
been hit and miss since first round. Finney Smith been gone since the first round. Bullock is hit and miss. What y'all going to do if Luka, let's just say Luka goes 7-for-30?
So, I think it's a better potential series for Brunson. Like, Golden State ain't really got guys like that's real. Like, Clay ain't been like that. Clay defense ain't what it was back then. It's not. It's just not. So like, who are you about to put on him right now? Like,
who is guarding Luke? Is Gary Payton?
Nobody. Yeah, Brunson is going to muscle the shit out of Steph. Brunson is 6'1", like 253. Like, nah, that's going to keep muscling the shit out of people. It's an awful matchup for Steph.
That is
a But like, also one of the main things Dallas does well is kind of they make you play your bigs, take your bigs off the floor. Like they do a lot of spacing and kind of, you know, get room to operate. That ain't gonna be no problem for Golden State.
I was gonna say Golden State is with that now. They with all that smoke.
At all. So it's a lot of relying on Finney Smith and Lieber.
Yeah.
And maybe Luka, and look, maybe Luka's good enough to pull that shit off. It's one of those things I don't want to bet against either side. You could look stupid whatever way you go.
Yeah.
You see, they'd be like, yeah, Luka did that, but I don't know. These Warriors going crazy. It's like, Warriors ain't defending like that. They haven't defended as good as Phoenix did this year. Luka might average 40 against them, but he looks stupid.
I mean, they actually.
I'm actually expecting Luka to go crazy, but that's the reason why I'm not picking the Mavs, because I'm not sure about what everybody else is going to do. That's it. I'm not sure what I'm going to get from them game to game. I don't know. Jalen Brunson will go off for 21 and then this game go 1-for-7. So I don't know.
It's a tough one to call. Both of these series are pretty tough to go to.
But, I mean, yeah. But like you said, it's not like Golden State just been killing it. I mean, you know, Andrew Wiggins is Andrew Wiggins. Clay has been the same, you know. So, you know.
The big thing, bro, what you call is out with the foot injury. Otto Porter. Gary Payton's elbow is still fucked up. So, he got another week and a half, 2 weeks.
And Iguodala ain't came back a plus.
I guess Payton might be able to guard Brunson maybe a little bit, but I mean, what else could Payton do? I wouldn't want to put him on Luka. Don't come back and try to put him on. Don't try to use him as one of the bodies to put on Luka. No, sir.
Luka gonna cook regardless, but I do think someone like Iguodala is like a good person to be able to throw out there, because even obviously he ain't the athlete he was, Iguodala still got some of the best hands in the fucking league. How many times would you see, oh, about to go for a shot, Iguodala's dribbling clean all the fucking time. He's always been able to do that shit. I think he's still probably their best option of what else that Kuminga. You ready to try that again?
No.
After what the fuck just went down in this last series?
No, no. We can't. We might not be able to play Kuminga in this series.
Nah, you won't be able to. Well, you'll play him. You'll play him. He'll be spotted like he was last series.
Yeah, I mean, he'll play one game. He might start, play 5 minutes, and won't see the floor no more. Especially if they go small, if Dallas go small. I'm gonna roll with Golden State by 7, but I ain't even really just confident in it. It's not like the years previous, like 2017, where I would have been picking Golden State and would have been had my chest out. It ain't like that at all. Just feel a little different.
I'm going Dallas. Feel a lot different, as a matter of fact. I'm going Dallas in 6.
I think it'll be a good series, though.
I think they get one in Golden State. Get the rest at home. Yeah, we'll see. Last topic before we get up out of here, y'all.
Did we talk Pat Bev?
Oh no, we did not talk Pat Bev.
We did.
Patrick Beverly. My guy, you did your thing this season. Got the boys to the playoffs. Well, you didn't get them there, but you know, you did your thing, bro. Bet on yourself. You grind all day. I got you. I get it, bro. But Chris Paul, hey man, a cone, bro. Like, ain't nobody scared of Chris Paul. Nigga, that's not our defense, too.
Nigga said he a cone, bro. Hey, man. Matt Barnes put it perfectly, though. He said, Matt Barnes said it perfectly, bro. He said, you and I are role players. When we go, they're not going to talk about us. But when Chris Paul go, they will still be talking about him. Bottom line, bro. Pat Bev, bro, I understand. Nah, fuck that. I don't even want to put no caveat in front of it. You just bullshitting at the end of the day. But I can't blame them. You gotta blame ESPN. It's on them. Like, they gave the motherfucker the platform, and why? You know who he is. You know what kind of nigga he is. And you know he don't like Chris Paul. We all know that. The last time you seen them going against each other, he's shoving them in the back. We know what's up with them. So why would you even put him on the give him a platform to even spit that bullshit? To do that to a current player, I understand that it was time to slander Chris Paul. Hell yeah, I just did it. I understand it. But, bro, at the end of the day, man, Pat Bev doing that on national TV, bro, you look like a straight-up sucker. And let's be real, you're not the nigga to do that. You're not that nigga to be talking like that. You're not. Stop.
Those are the worst.
You have not been a – bro, you ain't even been first – bro, how many times has this nigga been first team all-NBA, all-defense?
Maybe once.
Maybe once, because Paul has done that. Why are you calling him a clone? If anybody's a clone, we've been watching you get cooked for years. You the nigga that told Steph Curry, yeah, you had the last 5 years, the next five is mine. He cooked you for four of them.
You also poked a prime KD and told them niggas that I got KD. And KD went out and put 50 on your head the next game.
I mean, Marcus pretty much took all my points. Bro, you are a role player. Like, those are the worst. Those are the worst. The trash talkers that get respected are like, look, you an all-star. You were great. You might go to the Hall of Fame. Talk your shit.
Come on, Pat.
If Chris Paul averaged your career best season, we would say, and we're already, he averaged better than that, and we're saying, yo, it might be time for Chris Paul to retire.
I get your points, Pat, where you were saying that he's finessed the rule book and
yeah,
but that's the rule book. Like, if I mean,
but he's not the only one to do that. Think about it. Trae Young was doing it. James Harden been doing it for years. They all been doing it, man. It ain't nothing new. You can't make an indictment on him because he can do that and you can't. I mean, maybe if you weren't such a loudmouth, dumbass nigga always bringing attention to yourself, maybe you would be able to finesse the fucking rule book. But no. You want to be the dumb loudmouth doing the big obvious shit. Don't hate on Paul because he can finesse it. He can look like he ain't no asshole even though we know he is. He can look like he ain't kicking you in the nuts even though we know he is.
At the end of it, it's just...
It's the message.
If what this... Like, obviously, you're trying to set yourself up, as you should. Set yourself up for life beyond basketball. Draymond's doing it. We just seen shit Brady did. Like, motherfucker, no problem with that. Guess what, dog? You got to be at least a little bit unbiased to do this shit. Exactly. Nigga, we know you hate Chris Paul. You shoved that man's soul into the shadow realm. Like, after he cooked you.
After like, he smoked you now. Cooked exactly. You. Exactly. Exactly. He after destroyed he smoked you. He made you so mad. So you didn't even know what to. You didn't even know what else to do,
at all. You just like, come on, like you hurt yourself. You're making it look like I wouldn't want like. There's a difference in like speaking. There's a way to speak factually without coming off. It's like I just really, really just don't like this. And that's kind of why Draymond's gonna take Barkley's spot inside the NBA probably. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way to do that right. And you just literally, he a cult. Nobody. Like Dame said on Twitter, bro, you out here like exposing private conversations? Pretty much. Nah, we talk. Yeah, everyone knows it. Like, you don't do that shit. It's a bad, bad look. Awful.
And another thing, I don't even like the idea of watching a nigga losing the first round, then inviting this motherfucker on ESPN so he can slander a nigga that made it further than him. Not in every part of
the play. Hold on, but this ain't the first time he's done that. Or did we forget? Giant dropped that on us. Just said. Come on, dog.
Dog, Jai was the main reason. He didn't drop 47 on us
like y'all beat him. Like, he just beat y'all. He just beat y'all. He just put y'all out. He just ended the season. And greened it off the floor. Hit the greenie all the way off
on
the
your court.
Floor. Come on, man.
On the court.
On your floor.
On your on court. He went across your logo.
Right foot creep, but China Hammer. Yeah, all that.
I don't understand, bro. Like that shit is like nuts.
If ever there was a time to start a fight, that's the time to do it. We done seen it before. Happened every time in football.
Especially you go, guy. Yeah.
Go put that ball on that star. I mean, but last time niggas danced on y'all star, y'all didn't do shit. But we'll see y'all November 29th or December 29th.
Gerard, we don't care about football right now.
I'm just saying.
Worry about that when we get there. A lot of things. Still
exactly. It's like May. Like, why are we talking about football?
Y'all want to go to Nashville for the game?
I live in Nashville almost.
Probably not, because the Cowboys are also coming out here to play the Rams. So I'm probably gonna be going to that game. And I don't need that. Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need two of those in your life. Jesus Christ. We got the Rams.
It's gonna be funny because that crowd's it's gonna be I honestly thought we were gonna get, I'm a little bit surprised we didn't get open tonight. I thought we were gonna get just like that game, just like they did Tampa last year.
We got Tom Brady open tonight. We got the Rams in LA. I gotta go
get the Titans for the Christmas game.
I'm not worried about that.
Who's worried about y'all?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Y'all should be.
Who's your number one receiver again? Who's your number one receiver again?
Gerard Jones.
Gerard Jones, the new number one receiver.
Undrafted free agent, baby.
Undrafted. Shout out to the rookies.
Conversation at the shop. I miss OTA, y'all, by the way.
This nigga here is selling daiquiris. He is not going to make it into the
But no, man. Pat Bev, you fucking tricked me.
Yeah, you wildin'. And ESPN, you wildin' even harder for real. Cause I can't really, like I said, I can't get too mad.
I can't get mad at them. It was smart on their part. Cause guess what everybody was talking about today? We
yeah,
had
but
maybe the worst.
But,
I don't give a fuck. Hey, fuck.
It's ratings.
You're right.
They're
trying to beat. Undisputed, fool. Like, Undisputed been kicking their ass for years. Like, they've been trying to beat Undisputed for a minute.
You ain't gonna stop watching us.
Shit. I've been stopped watching that.
I don't either. I just saw the clips of people sharing.
I've been watching it all on Twitter. clip on Twitter.
That's all I've seen. I ain't went and sat down and watched the whole interview, which I might need to just to see what else he said in that motherfucker. Because you know how some shit can get. They just put out the negative shit. He might have said some positive shit somewhere in there.
He said if I gotta play Chris Paul tomorrow, boom, let's get up, let's get ready to play this game. If I gotta play Steph Curry tomorrow, he said, I'm gonna take it in. I'm going to bed early. I'm going to bed at 8:00. He didn't say shit positive at all about Chris Paul in this shit. And that he was on. He was on Get Up and he was on First Take. Not one positive word came out of his mouth about Chris Paul. Not one.
He was on both of them?
He was on both, wildin'. Wildin' on both shows, wildin' on Chris Paul. That shit crazy.
And Stephen A. let that happen? Boy.
I mean, he was trying to combat it, but I mean, you know, what else can you do? What can you do?
Yeah, he kind of was like trying to be like, hold up, wait, what do you mean? Like, nah, yeah. It's Chris Paul. Pat Bev said.
I said what I said, buddy. But nah, man. Yeah, he tripping. So, football is down the road. We have a football topic for you guys. I actually got two more that I want to bring. I didn't bring up this one. But we're going to pick one receiver, man, and we're going to get rid of, you know, pick one to keep. Out there. And then we'll rank them coming out off of this season. We'll rank the five up here. Whew. So jeez. Pick one. Who you keeping? Right now we got, for our listeners on, you know, the podcast, if you're not watching it, the list, we got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel, AJ, we traded Brown, DK Metcalf.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't even have like a real good reason for keeping one. I'm just gonna pick my favorite out of the five. I'm just gonna pick Ja'Marr Chase. He's youngest, been, I guess. I mean, he just smoked it. He smoked his rookie season. He smoked his rookie season, and he's only gonna get better. I think he's one of them quarterbacks where it don't really matter. I mean, one of them receivers where it don't really matter who he got at quarterback. He's just gonna do his thing. So, but I'm just gonna go with Ja'Marr Chase for now, because I really don't feel like getting too deep into it.
I've kind of looked over a little bit. It came down to two, for real, for real. I got Justin Jefferson.
He was my second.
That's who it came down to for me, was Chase and Jefferson. Deebo, based off this past season, is there, but he also – it always feels like he's hurt or dealing with some kind of nagging injury. And this was kind of like his only one good year. Like, his other 2 years were fine, but they weren't like this. Jefferson, like, Chase, granted, it was only the 1 year. I will also say Chase has a really, really good young quarterback who he already had chemistry with. Justin Jefferson got thrown in here with Kirk fucking Cousins.
Damn, I can't even
say this here. First year, 88 catches, 1,400 yards, 7 touchdowns. Second year, we gotta lock in on Jefferson. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Thielen hurt for a decent part of this year? Was that the year before?
The year before, he had an ankle injury. He was out for.
There we go. Okay, so we did that. So now Thielen's back. So you've got another really good receiver. 108 catches, 1,616 yards, and 10 touchdowns. The thing's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's some nasty numbers right there. Them
LSU kids, man. Ridiculous. Them niggas played together. Can you? Them niggas played together. They was on the field at the same time.
He's all pro both years. He's been in the league 2 years. He's all pro both years. Like, I can't. I just can't take that away from. Granted, Chase was also all pro in his rookie year too. I think those are the two it came down to for me. I'm edging Jefferson just because it's like, all right, we already see this ain't just one kind of good lucky season, which I don't think is going to be the case with Chase either, but it is still just one season. But he's my number two because he was just burning niggas.
That man was killing shit. He was killing shit.
Boy, it was cold. But I'm edging
Jefferson. And in the playoffs, he didn't nut up in the playoffs too. Like, he had like his moments where he was making big-ass plays where they weren't having nothing going on, and all of a sudden, boom, a 75-yard touchdown. Like, shit, this nigga's crazy. He's too explosive.
We got a Ja'Marr Chase. We got a Justin Jefferson. And at first, I was going to pick Ja'Marr Chase. Then I just thought about the last, well, not this past season, but the two seasons before, where AJ Brown was 1K, 1K, you know, got you back to back years, cool. But he was also reliable, bro. Go over the middle, go deep. He made some crazy catches that was like, nigga, Ryan Tannehill might have threw the worst ball in the world, and somehow, some way, AJ came down with that motherfucker. I'm gonna go with AJ Brown.
Shocker.
At first I was like, he might go AJ. Then I was like, nah, he might be pissed because AJ forced his way out. In the way
hell I am pissed about that, but hey, get your money, bro. Fuck it. Get your money, bro. We wasn't finna pay you $100 million, apparently. So get your motherfucking money, bro.
Yeah, we'll see if he worth it.
Yeah, we'll see if Jalen Hurts can, if he can do the same thing he was doing with Tannehill with Jalen Hurts. So
he might against us. Jesus Christ.
I don't want to think about that. I don't.
All right, so I'm picking AJ, but I think anybody on this list, I think DK is last for everybody, if I'm not mistaken.
He is definitely last. That's a fact.
He is definitely last on my list. I really wish they would have really made it harder and like substituted him for somebody else. Anybody. Any young receiver.
He could put Cooper Kupp on that bitch.
Now I'm picking Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
But nah, ranking 1 through 5.
My ranking would be Chase, Jefferson, Debo, AJ, and then DK.
Exact same, switch the top two. Like, respect, like AJ, he is reliable.
Like a motherfucker.
Really, really good.
But he Debo's ain't got
Debo Samuel. Debo's last year, this past year, shits on either of AJ seasons. Like, Debo was. He was
San Francisco's offense.
He was literally Debo.
He was San Francisco's offense. It was him and nothing else.
That boy, nothing else.
Maybe a little Kettle if he's healthy.
That boy, Derrick Henry a couple plays and then turn around and be fucking AJ Brown the next two plays.
Crazy.
If I'm ranking them, I know I picked AJ one. I picked AJ. And I'm not saying AJ was the best one out of all of them when I picked them, y'all. So I'm just saying who I would pick. If we ranking them, if I'm going off of coming off of last season, I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Debo, DK.
No love for DK. My bad, DK, bro.
It is what it is.
Sorry.
You're lovable.
I mean, shit. He really ain't did shit, has he?
Not really, but we really gonna see what he's made of now, huh?
Oh yeah, see how Drew Lock like this. I forgot, like this nigga Debo legit had another 365 yards rushing and 8 touchdowns.
Right, exactly.
He had 8 more rushing touchdowns than he had receiving touchdowns this past year.
He had more rushing touchdown than a lot of running backs.
The nigga had the ball in his hands a lot.
A whole lot.
A lot. And I think San Francisco overused him, bro, because part of that San Francisco championship game, he was limping because they was running the ball to him. And then they was throwing it to him. Like,
fuck else was they about to get a ball to?
We used his ass. If I ain't y'all. Y'all know I got a running back there. We'll get a motherfucking ball 30 fucking times.
Yeah, now he about to get it 45.
Right.
Y'all niggas might as well run a fucking wing T offense. You ain't about to throw shit.
We're going to see, man. We're going to see. We're going to see how this turns out this season. We'll talk about football predictions later on this summer.
Or we can skip it. We don't have to do that.
You know, it's all good.
Hey, real quick before we go, is it crazy if I put Jock Vaughn ahead of Chris Paul?
Hey, fool, shut up, fool. Anybody got any positive words, bro?
I mean, since we asked some questions, is Devin Booker still a top five shooting guard?
Who should he we're out of here. We're all out of here.
Gosh, these niggas. We'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about that next week.
Ain't nothing to talk about, Devin. Ain't nothing to talk about.
You are forever. He's going to have to win a championship because if he don't, that Luka baby is going to be the highlight of his career. Like, that's literally like your number one accomplishment is going to be Luka eyeing you as literally Sharon voice, look at me while I'm cooking you. That was the living embodiment of Sharon, look at me while I'm cooking you. That's what that was.
Oh, yeah, man. Devin Booker, hey, bro. You might be going to Minnesota with the rest of you, with the rest of your homies up there. Phoenix might be getting blown up, bro.
Hey, bro, if he get traded to Minnesota, they got to take Devin Booker face and put it on Carl Anthony Town face and put it on there when you say, we in Minnesota now. They got to do that, bro. Get Devin Booker the fuck out of here. Chris Paul with him. I mean, my bad, Clifford.
But nah, man. Y'all got any positive words when we dip out?
Pray for Clifford Paul.
Y'all see what my name play says.
Hey, man, pray for the pray for the folks in Buffalo that lost their family.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mad shoot.
100%.
In the grocery store, bro. Hey, man. Yeah, another one that gets away, walks away with his life. Hey. America, y'all some motherfuckers with yourselves.
I don't want to get on the way.
Y'all a motherfucker with yourselves, dog. Really? But you know how y'all treat them Sun Dodgers. There we go. There we go.
Perfectly used.
Yep. That's it.
There we go.
That's all we needed. We're done.
Y'all be easy. We out this piece. Y'all know where to find us at, man.